Okay, everybody, so we're back and we're going to start to move down to the second topic in today's chart, which is a copy of a chart that was done in early December, and I'll tell you a little bit about this. You notice that the image that you have here is quite blurry because it's a TIFF image, which means it can't carry a very high resolution. So what I have been doing is putting the PDF file, which is a better resolution, out and say if you wanted to download that, that's okay. However, if you want to, you can just click your mouse on the long-range anticlinal chart, which is a little bit blurry, and you will pop up and you will see the chart, which is a pretty good, it's much clearer because it gets bigger on your screen, and that's the way they get around that problem. If you look at that method of taking the TIFF and blowing it up versus the PDF file, I don't think the PDF file has anything to offer, and so I am kind of moving into the as I have done for my daily site, just putting the TIFF image in and telling people to click on it if you can get a bigger one. That way, because I don't use the audio files on the daily stuff, so the picture's right there. You can read the words and you can see the picture, and probably will dispel with a PDF file. Just keep that for my archives, and that will be that'll be the way that we're going to go into the future. But anyway, you have to know the trick about clicking on it, then you can read it. Otherwise, it's you can't read the words and see a clear chart at the same time, is what the problem is. Okay, so but since we're doing an audio thing, we might as well just leave the chart up here, and you can just listen to it while your screen. If you've got the audio file going, you just bring up the bigger chart, and we have a couple of features in here that I wanted to talk about. My next broadcast on Sunday next will be I will start to. I've had some people who are interested in the gold things. Dan Schaefer and other people, and so they want to see the gold tee, and it's about what I'm trying to do is every 3 months is to go around the loop and all the tees. Well, this one's got all the tees in it, so we're pretty much. So I want to comment on a lot of the tees. The first one I want to comment. So I have a bunch of comments relative to this chart. First one is tee number two. Well, let me talk about tee number one. Tee number one is an advanced decline tee. You have the advanced decline line at the bottom. You know, it comes down to makes a bottom in 1970. It projects an equal time, and the right side of tee number one is the projected top date. And you notice that it goes a little bit further than that. It goes sideways, then it pops up, then you have a big crash. If you look at tee number two is overlapping tee number one. Okay, that's 6 years down from the from the 68 or early 69 peak down to the late 74 bottom. It projects that there will be a rally into 1980, I think it's September 1980, and you'll notice that as the market was it came up from the center post of T number two, kind of waddled along, came up a little bit, and if you look at that price right up to 1979, but you haven't seen the final climate, the final push on the upside, the market looks very toppy, okay? But it suddenly springs to life, and it springs to life into the top date, and then it dies away. Now, why does that happen? It happens because, and this is the important thing you have to remember, is that T-theory is all really about a cash buildup phase in the decline, which is the simple interpretation, which starts at the peak in 68, 69, and ends in the bottom, and then you get this rally. But it's really about echoes in the more sophisticated sense, and what you presume is that there is an echo that has a source at the top at the end of 68. It bounces off the bottom, and when the echo comes back, it always comes back in an equal time period, and it produces this top in a symmetrical way. The unusual factor about it when you get interpreted that way is the T forces the money back in the market because it's a natural echoing phenomenon, and it won't take no for an answer. So if you look at the period prior to 79, you have this, people are all fidgety about the problem in 74. They thought they were going to go into a depression, and and they didn't like this. They don't like high interest rates because gold was doing what was, you know, was in the forefront there because they were raising. Eventually, long-term bonds went to 13% as we were going to the 82 bottom. So they were fidgeting about the interest rates and blah, blah, blah. And they were always doing this fidgeting, and you would think the T was not going to make the peak, and then what it did is it just blasted it right off to the end of the peak. That's what you have to watch out for, because T's don't say it would be nice to go up there. They will actually force it to go up there. And what will happen is that the people that don't want to follow it will see the rally and they'll jump on it, and that's how you get into trouble. In the management program, we always assume the T is correct up to a certain extent. And the certain extent is that you don't make a correction below a previous low. And you can go back to the daily chart and see that if you go back to the daily chart that I talked in the previous discussion, is what's happening is the S&P is coming down for this on the last couple of days, is trying to come off a low that occurred back around that October time period where you had a low. And what you find out is that that's where the market tends to want to dig in. So the problem with that not going below the previous low. Remember I told you that the 87 crash, the interesting thing about the 87 crash was that if you look at the 87 crash here, you can see that there's this red drop that came down. It actually only went like 1% below the bottom right after T number 3. Okay, it was a double bottom. This chart doesn't plot every day, it plots every eighth day, so sometimes it misses certain things, but if you go back and look at the actual, full daily charts, you'll find out that it didn't go below the low. So there's a tendency for this phenomenon of trying to force the rally in is going to start to come in now, and that's the other factor you have to put you in. The problem is when you go back to look at those lows, there's two lows, and it appears that we're trying to turn off the first low, and we don't know whether maybe they're thinking about the second low, the earlier low, which is slightly lower. I'll discuss that on Tuesday. But it is an amazing case that when you come up here, even though you look like you're not doing an awful lot on the upside, if the market is holding previous lows on corrections, or maybe breaking it just by a small amount, it's still on target to make its run into the end of the T. And as far as this T is concerned, the odds favor that the rally has to have some explosion someplace, because they've given enough money out. So the money's floating around. It just hasn't been put to use. But according to the interpretation of the T's as echoes, they'll force the money into the market in order to make the top. We don't know whether they're going to force it in by the May top or we're going to force it in by the late August top, which is the correct version for the T, and that's for T13. That's the actual official date. So you have to go something. But when you get to May, you figure it all out, probably. And the place is full of surprises. So I just wanted to mention that. And I would also probably like, for example, T7 has an error. The thing topped out a little bit early, but other than that, there are no errors in the T's. If you look at T12. You'll see that there's a drop. The way it's drawn here, you have a top just before you get to the end of the T, then you come down in a dip, and then you come back up again. That is the null that shows up, and that we've covered that in previous things and in previous commentaries, and I'll do it again. But you're going to get another one of those in here, and that dip, which was basically from, I think it was a June top down to a mid-August low, then back up to a September, but it went into a little bit into October, double top, is what's likely to play out on T13. See, so if you notice that dip up in there is kind of bigger than the other dips were, and so what you're going to see there is that we will resolve this current dip. Okay, then you're going to go up to May, then you're going to have a bigger dip than any dip you've ever seen in here, but it still will pull back out into August. So you can factor that into your trading maneuvers. And I would say, you would probably keep your long-term positions until you get to the May period, and then you'd say, do you want to take a bigger drop than you've had any place along here? And now, so I've been told that Arch Crawford is talking for some disaster in the summer. That's the little dip that's in there. Okay, so we already know about that. Okay, the trick is to get the May top, early May top, and get out of the dip, and then be able to get back up into the August rally, because they all do this. I would point out that that really is just the multiple bottoms at the center of T number 12 produces multiple tops on the top. The only other example that we have of that in this chart here is T number 2 has two bottoms in it. That's I think it's October 74 and December 74, and you can see there's some little dips up in the period of it's 80-81. It's a similar phenomenon that comes, and we also see it on the day. If you go back to the daily chart, you can see it as well. But you're going to have to be faced with that. But there's no sense trying to make the current correction into something bigger when you're going to get something bigger after May 9th. And the surprising thing is it's still a bull market all the way until you get into August. So if you could get out of something in early May, and then you had this big decline, and everybody was scared, you might even get a very, very good trading point, just like it was mid-August, and then they come blasting out. It wouldn't last very long, but he says that would be the smart way to play it, the way I would say it, and not believe that just because somebody says you're going to have a big summer that you're going to have it, you're going to have it here, because you get confused. This stuff is theory is very, very precise because it's fractal in nature. So you get to watch the daily forecast against the problem. But today we have this little problem about whether it's going to be a full recovery now, or we have to come back down again after a 5 or 6 day rally and come down again. Other commentaries on the here is we have the 8 year cycle, which is basically I had discovered that there was an 8 year cycle in this time period. Later, when somebody told me about Martin Armstrong, he had a 8.6 year cycle, and then we assume that the 10 years gaps in here, just a longer version of that. And I see that there is a forecast that the 09 bottom is an 8 year cycle, and you would expect this is going to go up for 4 years. There's no way. I think that thing is completely phony. I think it's possible to be a speculation in gold. So a week from now, I'll start getting into making the gold charts and so forth, because we want to resolve that problem. But to date, if you notice what's going on in gold, is you can see that gold likes to go up when the market is going up. We're in a correction, and gold is in a correction. When the correction's over, the gold will go back up again. And then the question happens, what happens if we're corrected? It's a long bear market. Well, the answer is to that one is an interesting one. But there's a big difference between gold mining stocks and gold bullion. In 80, mutual funds were down like 30%, whereas the price of the metal was only down 2.8%. So it turns out that the metal turns out to be the better haven, and there's ways to stay out of trouble on that score as well. And we'll investigate all of that aspect. I'm having these charts being rebuilt by a professional programmer, partly because I can throw the gold up make the oscillators and so forth that you need to handle that one. Well, there's some other things that are interesting. We'll revisit this chart in another time, but I think that's probably about it. You remember that the, just to remind you, one other pertinent fact, in this chart as of December 4th, the advanced decline line had not made a new high, see? So it's possible that if you had had a dip right from this December 4th and pulled back, you could have laid a cash buildup line across the top in 07, then the lower top, which was seen on December 4th, and tried to pick up a center post of a T. That would be very much like T9 coming in, T8 and T9, and T10 sort of floating together, so that you get this mania, you know, there's a mania going on for buying, and the T's just regenerate for themselves. Now the actual advanced decline line is going to do high, so you can't do any of that. It's boxed in now, and yet it seems very unlikely that T13 can ever get the market up to the highs of T12. See, so you're going to get caught with it. You're too overbought on the advanced decline line to make another advanced decline T. And if you don't make an advanced decline T, there's no history. The history says you'll never get the market into a bullish trend. So we believe that, as far as we can tell, the the 40-year cycle going down to the 2013, maybe 2016, depending on how you count it out, is true, and I will redo that probably after I do the gold analysis. So that would be 2 weeks from now. So that's what we have in store for us. And if it looks like this chart here blown up is as good as the PDF file, I think I'll just go with the TIFF files and pretty much simplify the whole presentation layout. So that's about it for today, and we'll be back, of course, next Sunday, and we'll probably be specializing pretty much in the gold and explain this gold tea here, which doesn't look like it belongs here, but when you see the gold chart, then you see how it does. And I'll have some other charts as well. Thank you.